Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The improvements to the federal health insurance website are also coming as a relief to insurers who have been working to help improve the rollout of the Affordable Care Act. A group of insurance executives was recently called to the White House to air their concerns and give advice. Among them, Tufts Health Plan CEO James Roosevelt, who's also a member of the Democratic National Committee.
Insurers were particularly concerned that, first of all, people who needed to sign up because either they had no coverage or their coverage no longer qualified under the Affordable Care Act, or people wanted to sign up because they would get better coverage and were getting frustrated.
So what happened? Did you feel reassured?
It was definitely reassuring to hear the president, first of all, welcome the offer of help from insurers to solve the problems that the government is having getting this in place. And what there really was an acknowledgement that setting up systems for informing members and enrolling them is what we in the health plan field have been doing for many years. And being from Massachusetts, a lot of my role, both in these meetings and in the preparation for it, was to let both my colleagues and the administration know what had been successful and what had been problems to be solved in covering 98% of our population here in Massachusetts.
Some White House aides initially said that the insurance industry, that insurers were really the reason why this was happening and it wasn't the president. Of course, that did change. But how do you think that affected relations between the White House and the insurance industry?
Well, during the debate as to whether to enact a program whose ultimate goal is covering everybody in the United States, there was a good bit of trash talking about insurers. And that made it difficult, particularly, I think, to always have the discussions that would have been useful. Now, being from Massachusetts, we're in a different position because we had worked with a fully functioning exchange. So we came from a position of saying, look, here's how it can work. Here's the cooperation that you need to have. And the insurance industry has tried to be helpful to the administration in working out the problems that were foreseeable and those that were not foreseeable when you do a major project of this kind.
So how would you describe relations between insurers and the White House now?
I would say there is a good working relationship. There are now representatives from insurers on the team that's working to do the fixes. That was not true until a couple weeks after the initial rollout of the website. There are still more things that insurers have to work with the government on, because even though the enrollment end of the website, the public-facing website, is now functioning much, much better, the data transmitted to the insurers is still not complete.
Will you continue then to work with the White House?
Yes, I certainly personally am happy to continue to try to provide some of that experience. I would say my colleagues across the country and our industry leadership in Washington are also doing their very best to assist the administration to make things functional.
Do you think the president has fumbled with this?
Clearly, the administration fumbled this implementation. But, in fact, anyone in any business who has ever worked with a major IT implementation or conversion has always dealt with deadlines that are not fully met. And that's what someone seems to not have told the leadership in the administration needed to be done in this case.
James Roosevelt, Jr., Chief Executive Officer of Tufts Health Plan, thanks very much for being with us.
Great talking with you.